The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to the hit show, Sheer Alchemy, with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Just say yes to explosive abundance. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Now, here's your host, Leslie Fontaine.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Leslie Fontaine, and it is your special day. I am excited about this topic today for Sheer Alchemy. If you're joining us, this is a day that you have the opportunity to change your experience. And the topic today is small you, big you. This is something that we all should know a good bit about. You know, there are places where we feel absolutely confident, sure, knowing exactly the direction we're going in, how we handle certain circumstances and situations, how we interact with certain groups and certain people. And then there is the small you, right? This is the one where we can feel insecure and lacking in confidence around certain people or energies. We can get intimidated. And so what do we do with that? You know, does this need to stop us anymore? How do we come through that part of ourselves that seems to get in the way of our big schemes, desires, excitements, passions, innovative ideas? That's what we want to talk about today. So we want to look within and take a look at ourselves, at what gets in the way of us stepping into all that we are. That's always what this show is about, is that we are here on purpose. We are here with a reason for being. We are not here accidentally. We are not a mistake. Some of us have come through some pretty rough upbringings and have repeated that experience either through attracting difficult bosses, difficult life partners, difficult life situations, financially, emotionally, mentally, and otherwise. We have perhaps continued to have our boundaries violated, our fields violated, and have not found a way to hold our energy in a powerful, strong way as we step into this life experience. So everything that we have going on right now is an opportunity for us to shift. The key is that we are not alone. We don't have to do this by ourselves. We don't have to do this by sheer willpower, white knuckling it, you know, coming through all this on our own. The other piece that I want to address on this topic is that we don't step into the big me, the big you, by doing it with our ego, by doing it with our pride, by, suppressing those parts of us that we don't want to see, don't want to look at, don't want to feel, because they make us feel bad. We have to go into those places. And, you know, this is a part of you shifting your energy and being this light in the world. So don't look at going into those places that perhaps feel dark and small and inadequate and incomplete and weak, as if you are failing. You know, we've been taught so much through, you know, the process of the law of attraction teachings, you know, that came about in the last decade or so, at least, you know, with the kind of momentum that they had, to focus on the positive, to stay in our positive thoughts, to not, you know, dwell on the negative. And what then happens, and I know you know what I'm talking about, is you can get into fear of your negative thoughts and think, oh my God, I'm bringing it to me. I better turn that around right now. You know, you can do that so long until there is a point where you need to look at the core wound. You need to look at what's going on in there, because suppressing that energy is not removing it, right? we don't come through and continue to draw the positive by suppressing what is an experience, you know, within our field that might seem negative. We have to bring it forward. We have to deal with it. We have to bring the light to it. And we have to allow ourselves to release it. There's some work involved, but I want to give you hope that there is so much that you can draw into your experience doing it this way. The other thing, of course, as always, is bringing in the ascended masters, the archangels, the light beings, the beautiful team that is there for us to help us shift, that is there for us to be all that we are, to experience the support of the universe and what we're here to create. I can't say enough about that. So we're going to do some of that work today on the show. So let's pay attention a little bit to the energies that have been pushing our buttons, the things that get us intimidated or angry or flustered. And let's be honest about some of our comfort zones. You know I'm going to talk about that, because when we have a comfort zone, we sort of talk a good game about stepping into our next life. I wish I could do it. Well, my finances are in the way. My loved ones are in my way. My job is in my way. You know, we have all these obstacles. So once we do a clearing and we start to shift you in any of these attachments, there's a little fear that without that, who will you be? Who will we become when we release those attachments, when we release those agreements? So this is a lot to cover today. And the number to call in if you're interested in getting some work is 800-930-2819. 800-930-2819. And, you know, we're really wanting to shift some things today. We don't want to hold on to our story. We don't want to hold on to this is how it's been for the last eons. What we want to look at is, are we ready to release it? Because that is what surfaces some of the fear. And the fear may be anchored in this lifetime or past lifetimes. So much to do, so much to cover. We want to go right into the heart of the insecurity. We want to examine it. We want to feel it. And then as we decide, are we ready to release, forgive, transform? Are we ready to not be the powerless one, the victim, and step into the one with full responsibility for our energy field? That is the big question, isn't it? Do I want to fully step into all that I am? I was just speaking at a show in Portland, and, you know, one thing that we're afraid of is that when we step into all that we are, we're alone. And that is so true. So the very first experience of stepping into change is the fear of being alone. You can feel it immediately. You feel it immediately in your field when you get intuitive guidance and you say, all right, I want to step into that. And the first fear is abandonment, loss, being alone. And the truth of it is that when we get guidance, it is to us. It's not to the group. It's not to your whole family. It's not to everyone in the room, everyone on your job. It's to you. And so there is this sudden fear of, will I be able to do this? Will I be able to create what is coming to me on my own? This is where the small you starts to really get loud and start screaming. And then you start to look at your comfort zones and the fact that this is how you've operated up until now. How will that change? You start to argue with what's coming forward. You start to argue with the guidance. Well, how am I going to do that? Where am I going to get the money? Notice what just happened there. All of a sudden, it's all about you again. It's back to what you can accomplish. You can create. Source is not involved. The universe is not involved. So I want to challenge some of you today, because some of you have been given exceptional gifts. You know, you have intuitive guidance, you have psychic skills, you're clairvoyant, you've had beautiful contact with light beings, ministering spirits, and here you are at this opportunity to create something new, and you go into a mode almost denying their involvement in your life, denying any possibility of them stepping in, helping you, protecting your field, giving your guidance. It's as if, well, I'm not sure they're really real in this situation. This is the crux of the turning point right here. This is the place. So if this is resonating with you right now, I want you to hang on. Stay tuned to the next segment of this show because this is going to show you how to clear out the insecurity, the fear, everything that is affecting you so that you can step in to the vision that's being presented to you. So stay tuned, and the number, if you're interested in calling, is 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819. 2819, and this is Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com today.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit EverydaySpirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
This is Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy. We are talking about transforming a step in your life that allows you to move from small you to big you, that allows you to graduate, in a sense, from where you've been. You know, some of us have felt stuck for a very long time to the point that we think certain things within us are permanent. We just think, well, this is how I am. And I want you to think about that. I want you to think about whether you really think that's true. And I want you to think about that particular area in your field and whether you feel like you have brought in the light beings, the masters, and participated in a kind of excavation and clearing within your field that would allow you to release it. And I want you to think about whether you really want to let it go. We all have comfort zones, all of us. We have learned how to be safe in this world, or as safe as we can conceive ourselves to be. So whenever we think about change, this isn't a small thing. We're thinking about changing a way that we operate in the world. It's untested. We don't know how to do it. We don't know how to show up in that way. So don't shame yourself in this moment right now. What we want to do is take a look at that part of us that has not been experienced yet and ask ourselves, am I afraid that I will be unsupported? This is the big question, because I can tell you that you will be supported. It's just going to be different. It's going to be new. Again, you are here on purpose. You are not a mistake. You are not a failure. You have your gifts for a reason. And now it's time to experience them and watch things come through for you. So let's go to the phones. And I believe we have Karina on the line.
We do. Karina, welcome to the show.
Karina?
Yes.
Hi there. How
Hello.
Are you?
I'm very good. Thank you.
Oh,
thank
you. Good. So what's going on with you?
Well, the topic that you guys are talking about, I'm actually going through that right now.
Good.
Transformation Radio, I just became acquainted with it like about a month ago. And it's funny because I am going through transformation, and that this radio station has helped me start my transformation.
Oh, how fabulous.
God always puts everything in its place, and he put this radio station in my life at the perfect time. I had heard about Reiki about a year ago. You know, I didn't think much of it, but I've been hearing more about it. And then you, Transformation Radio, talked about it a little bit. So I did Reiki for the first time on Sunday, and it was actually like one of the most beautiful experiences that I've ever had, because I actually got to see kind of like the kingdom of God. I saw a lot of angels. I
oh,
saw
how
like
fabulous.
It was just amazing. I saw. Basically, God told me during the meditation process, he told me, like, this is your protection right here. Just look at it. These people are protecting you. These angels are protecting you. And I saw just clouds of angels. I mean, it was so many that you could not even, like, distinguish, you know, each one, because there's just so, so many. And, like, they presented to me, and I felt they did present to me personally, because I kind of saw them walking towards my direction, like, to show me, like, here we are. And it was just an amazing, amazing experience. And the topic that you're having about, what is it, little me, big me?
Yes.
Yeah. I am going through a transformation where I am becoming more powerful within my spiritual self. And I've realized that I am a healer. And I realized that I am going to start to study Reiki. And I'm going to use it, and I am going to cure people. And it's kind of just happened, you know, like within this last month, I've kind of like got so kind of obsessed with Transformation Radio, because everything that you, all the topics have just like hit me directly. You know, I'm still trying to absorb everything, trying to understand how the process is going to work, trying to have that willpower to go forward with it.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to say, you know what, yeah, little me, big me is very true.
Yeah, well, you had a beautiful vision of the angels when you were, you know, in your Reiki experience. And, you know, we can have that. And then, you know, sometimes the days will go by or months will go by and, you know, we'll hit another challenge and, you know, the visual may not be there. And just really understanding what you had the opportunity to see, that you can bring those light beings into your experience and allow yourself to fully step into all that you are. I love what you're describing right now, which, you know, I remember going through, you know, on a part of my path, which was this quest for knowledge and understanding, just having this beautiful portal opened up, if you will, and stepping through so many things that I was learning, you know, whether the mechanics of things or the additional knowledge getting downloaded, you know, from the light beings and the planes. So, you know, this is a beautiful time right now because it's like operating in multiple dimensions. You're in this one and you're in another one. And since this is the Transformation Talk Radio you know, station, it's all about transformation, and it's beautiful that you're sharing that.
Oh yeah, it's just amazing that I'm going through it, and I'm like kind of amazed that I'm here. I've realized a lot of things, and the radio station has really, you know, I think some people there have even got to know me because I've just been like, oh my God, I've been like just appreciating so much, and I want to like talk to everybody because they seem so enlightened, like,
yes,
you know, they're in that path and they're, you,
yes,
know, they're doing it. And I'm just like, wow, one day I'm going to be there. I will be there one day, you know. And I've asked the angels for a personal favor. And I, you know, I just hope that, you know, it goes that way.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Karina, for what you're sharing. I just love that you were my first call on this topic and that you're getting that awareness and bringing it in, because sometimes, you know, we can be so deep in the midst of our crisis, in the midst of some event going on. And if we step back to a really much higher dimensional level, whatever the crisis is, it's not really a crisis. It's an opportunity. The fear we have is that lower level vibrational energy, that personality level, that inner child level that's holding us back, that's kind of keeping us in fear. And we're thinking that this next step of improvement, this next step to either create the new job, create the new partnership, step out on our own, move to a new area, whatever it is going to be a terrifying, problematic thing. So we want to change the filter on that. Realize when your inner child is coming into the picture and sort of acting very scared that we don't know what's on the other side of that curtain. You know, that whole experience, I don't know how that's going to be. So for all of you right now, I'd like you to take an example in your own life of some guidance that you've received, some awareness you've gotten, and you know, whatever it is for you, you know, again, it could be something in your personal life, something in your work life, you know, something in your spiritual life, even something that you're trying to step into. And I want you to notice what came in and sort of choked it for you. What caused you to retract, to become small, to get into some fear? And the next thing that we want is for someone or something outside of us to fix it, right? To make it better, to make us feel like we can do it. But honestly, sometimes we don't like the answer. We want someone else to open the door for us rather than getting guidance to maybe take an action step, maybe to pick up the phone or energetically from our solar plexus, step into that intention, whatever that action might be. We've all been there. So I'm not picking on anybody, and I can often tell on myself. But that thing is coming forward. So when we make that step into that direction, we are doing it on our own, or so it seems. This time, I'd like you to invite in the light beings. I'd like you to invite in the archangels. I'd like you to invite in your team, your guidance team, the ascended masters, and understand that they can step into this experience with you. You are not doing it alone. This idea that we are doing it alone is from the personality level, the inner child level, the powerless one level. All right. We've all been there. We all know what that feels like. When we were a child, you know, I tell it all the time. We didn't have money. We couldn't drive a car. We couldn't go to the grocery store. We couldn't get out. We were often trapped. We had to ask permission. Believe it or not, we carry some of that energy still with us. So when we're stepping into speaking our truth and we're stepping into standing in our own energy, it's frightening because we're waiting for the boom to fall. We're waiting for something to go wrong. Well, where did we learn that things go wrong? Where did we learn that it doesn't go right? Who taught us that the unknown is always bad or might be frightening or could have dire consequences? We learn that from our loved ones, from our ancestral line, from our parenting, from our schools. We learn to fear what we don't know. That is an energy. It's not a truth. We don't have proof that what we don't know will turn out badly. So in our next segment, let's talk about how we step into the unknown with our support team. This is Leslie Fontaine. And you can reach out to us if you're interested in being on the show today. You can call us at 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819.
Are you and your family looking for one manageable lifestyle change that will positively impact your health? Look no further. That change begins inside your drinking glass. Learn how to put a lid on junk drinking by sipping from a recipe collection of colorful, fresh, tasty, wholesome fruit and vegetable blends. Get your copy now of Sip the Garden. Fun, easy drinks for a healthier family by T. Carrie Mitchell. Visit lifestyle120.com for information on how to order.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue, the conversations will become stronger, and the healing epic.
Access Consciousness is coming back to Seattle this April for three amazing events. Mark your calendars. April 20th through the 22nd is the Access Consciousness Body Classes, created by Gary Douglas and Dr. Dane here. Facilitated by Dr. Glenna Rice. Explore verbal processes and hands-on bodywork that will unlock the tension, resistance, and dis-ease of the body by shifting energy dynamically. April 23rd through the 25th is the Advanced Access Body Class with Gary Douglas. What if you could undo a whole lot of limitations that you have locked into your body and create an alteration of the way your body functions? Then, on April 26th at 7 p.m., join Gary Douglas for the Abuse Hold class. This is the first time ever that this dynamic process is being presented in a class format. Find out more about these Access Consciousness April events in Seattle by visiting transformation.events. That's transformation.events.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
And we are back. This is Leslie Fontaine. We are talking about sheer alchemy, as always, that opportunity we have right now in this very present moment to shift in energy. And each of you has that right now. I have been inviting in the Masters and Archangels throughout this call to make sure that we have the full power, the full support of the team I work with. And I am hoping that you are putting something out on the table, something that you are willing to step into, to create, to step into that big you. I'm very excited about that. A few things I'd like to let you know. I am heavy in the middle of travel season right now. I was fortunate and privileged to do a show last week at Emerald Spiral in Kent, Washington. That was just great. And then in Portland, Oregon this past weekend. And so a shout out to all my friends in Seattle and Portland. This coming week, I'm going to be in Cincinnati. Then I head back to the UK, to London, then Nashville in May, and Des Moines, Iowa in June. I'll be at Ocean Shores, Washington, August 13th and 14th. So if you're looking to have some sunshine on the coast, I hope you'll join me there. And then September 10th and 11th in Durango, Colorado. Always a great show. Always glad to be there. If you are looking to work with me, I would love to work with you. I do individual sessions with clients that are in the midst of transformation. I work with clients who are ready to shift out of some of the old energies, things that have surfaced that are ready to be moved so that you can step into all that you are. I work with a powerful group of light beings, ascended masters and archangels. And after we've identified some of the areas that are going on in your field, we shift them out. It's a very powerful, profound change, and I hope you'll take advantage of it. You can find out more about me, my sessions, at my website, LeslieFontaine.com. That's L-E-S-L-I-E. FONTEYNE.com. You can also reach out to me at 678-665-3366. It's always a pleasure if you opt in to my blog or to my website, then I will let you know when I am in your town and doing this kind of work. But I can't emphasize enough that the work that I'm doing is something that you too can step into, something that you're ready for. But don't minimize how a lot of our past training has kept us blocked in this area, has kept us thinking small. I know that, you know, for many years I suffered from depression. I suffered from, you know, feeling like some things were hopeless, that it was not possible to shift out of. Some of you are hugely empathic. You have very strong awarenesses of things that are going on and transpiring around you. Unfortunately, We haven't learned how to protect our field. We haven't learned how to protect our energy. We allow other energies to piggyback in our field. We have some ancestral agreements, which is, you know, our family lines going back several generations, where we are carrying the energy and legacy of our timeline. We also have our past lifetimes and some agreements and contracts that we have outgrown. So working with me is an opportunity to shift out of a lot of those agreements that no longer serve you, that no longer benefit you. I call it same energy, different outfit. We keep bringing in the same boss, the same partner, the same jobs, the same circumstance. We repeat it over and over. The sad part is that there's some comfort in the familiar. So often when I am helping someone to shift, I ask first, do you want to do this? Do you want to step into the new? Now, you would think everybody would want to step into their abundance. Everyone would want to let go of what's negative in their lives that isn't helping or supporting their purpose in this lifetime. However, the draw of the familiar, the comfort zone of the devil we know versus the one we don't, is very strong. And so when we have been taught to fear the unknown, when we have been taught to fear a new experience, a new place, a new energy, then we resist, believe it or not, we resist our own abundance. So let this be your day today. Let this be your day. Right now, I'm feeling such a huge openness in my heart space. I'm feeling like a desire to step into your power in my power center. So I'm picking up a lot of you right now. If this is you, let's go ahead and do a mini session here. I'm bringing in the masters, the archangels, and you are presenting this core fear, this core wound of what you are not, of what you are not able to step into or create. And we're going to clear out, with their permission, any agreements, contracts, debris, filaments, energy debris from others, anything that's shutting you down. I want you to allow yourself to remove these agreements now from the beginning of your timeline all the way into present time. And allow yourself to fully step into all that you are. And let's upgrade your agreements to the higher vibrational energies of the divine masculine, the divine feminine. And let's download some light packets of information from the inner plane, clearing out any of the old hierarchical, patriarchal dogma, tradition, culture that no longer serves you, releasing out the old feminine and the old masculine, releasing out any of the agreements with the demeaning, diminishing, coercive energies, any of those energies that are aligned with poverty, abandonment. Just see yourself releasing those and letting them go. And now drawing in your new companions, your new partners, your new opportunities, allowing them to come in, drop into your heart space. We're clearing out any core fear in your throat space of fully speaking your truth. Who are you truly real with? Is there anyone that you allow yourself to fully speak your truth? I'm not talking about hurting people, damaging people, but really allowing yourself to fully articulate all that you are. And let's experience some gratitude right now for this being that you are, this beautiful presence that you are. And let's bring in the etheric healing team and patch up your etheric field, the holes, the tears, the cuts, the siphons in your field. Putting some beautiful healing poultice on there from Archangel Gabriel, Archangel Raphael. Beautiful. And let's seal up this work, allowing it to really integrate into your field. And now let's allow your intuitive guidance to draw into you the new opportunity, the new experience, the desire. Let's release any core fear of fully stepping into it. And let's embrace this new opportunity as this chance for you to step into all that you are, fully supported by the inner plane, by the light beings, the ministering spirits, the teachers, the archangels, the ascended masters. Beautiful. Just allow yourself to really be enveloped in that. And let's nurture your inner child right now, allowing her or him to be fully embraced and empowered with unconditional love from Divine Mother and Divine Father. And let's retrieve your inner child back to you, allowing him and her to know that they are fully supported and that you are going to step into your power and create your new world. Beautiful. Do you notice that when we bring in that beautiful energy, small you shifts to big you? And you are very aware, if you did that, that you don't have to do anything alone. The one thing that you do want to know is that it's aligned with who you are. It's aligned with your energy. It's not bogged down with a bunch of shoulds and heavy language and any kind of diminishment about what you haven't done and haven't accomplished. And you're not hearing the language of your ancestral line. So when I work with you, it's a much deeper work. But this gives you an idea. Right now, some of you are getting an awareness of what you could be, what you could step into, what you could create. When we come back, we're going to talk about the effects of this kind of work on your daily life as you step into big you, not the egotistical you, not the one that is just trying to push things through, but the one that is connected with your soul essence. We'll be right back.
In retirement, will you outlive your money? It's a common question for people approaching retirement, but it doesn't need to weigh on you. Ask Ameriprise Financial Advisor Jeff Packman about the new Confident Retirement Approach. You and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get the real answers you need. Call Jeff Packman, Financial Advisor, today at 425-453-0272. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800, Bellevue, Washington, 98004. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member of FINRA and SIPC.
Hey, everybody, this is Dr. Pat. Many of you have heard me talk about the Lyme disease epidemic going on right now in the world. I want to tell you about my friends at Results RNA. They have now created an entire Lyme support system for immune system support, detoxification, rejuvenation, and neurological healing. Please visit ResultsRNA.com to learn more. And for first-time orders, you'll receive a special 10% discount. All you have to do is type in Dr. Pat at checkout.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Hey everybody, this is Dr. Pat. I love the Maca team. If you've never tried Maca, you're going to love what they are doing. Maca is a root vegetable that grows at altitudes above 13,000 feet in the Andes Mountains. As a family-run company of true Maca specialists, the Maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality Maca products at fair prices. They are happy to be the first company anywhere to offer red, black, and premium maca extracts in a GMO-free glycerin base. These extracts are incredibly high quality, potent, and very convenient. Herbal extracts have been used for thousands of years to help maintain and improve health. Some of the advantages of using fresh herbal extracts are freshness and shelf life, fast-acting benefits, and ease of use. Just drop them into that smoothie. To learn more and get a special discount for all of our listeners, visit drpatspicks.com. That's drpatspicks.com.
And it is a beautiful day today. It is absolutely stunning in the Seattle area today. This is Leslie Fontaine, and we are talking about stepping into the big you, even when there are times we feel so choiceless, powerless, and small. And, you know, when we understand that we contain the choices within us, even in the worst moments, even when we feel sad, even when we feel powerless and victimized, in that moment, what you will find is it is so hard to make yourself do this, but you are at choice. What happens in that moment that you make a choice is that you realize how truly powerful you are. It never fails. So again, if you're interested in doing some work with me, you can always check out my website, lesliefontaine.com. You can reach me at 678-665-3366. And there are a lot of shows that you can find me at, which you'll also see on my website. But I want you to really click in with yourself today. I want you to think about the awareness that you have of who you are in this lifetime. Your gifts, your potential, your truth, what you see, what you hear is not a mistake. It's not an accident. That really is you. The next piece is to understand you have a choice. And then the part that we get frightened of is how to energize the choice, how to choose to add some higher vibrational energies to the situation where we feel so powerless, where we feel so lost. We're looking for someone or something out there to make the change. I'd like you to take advantage of the powerful light, the powerful vibration, the powerful energy of the Masters and Archangels, bringing them in. If you did that clearing that I did briefly in the last segment, then I know that you felt their presence. I know that you felt what that energizing is like. And then what we want to do is feel ourselves turning and shifting in the direction of what we have. Now remember, I haven't said leave home, get a divorce, quit your job. I haven't said any of that, have I? We are talking about shifting our intention, our awareness in that new direction. And as our energy shifts, we begin to draw and attract to us the opportunities. Is action required? Often it is. But it begins with an energetic shift. So always remember that. When you feel so stuck, when you feel small, when you feel like you're around very demeaning, difficult energies, some of that is an agreement to be around those energies. Are we done with it? Let's say yes today. Let's say yes that we are done with some of those really nasty energies, perhaps, that are dragging you down. And I want you to consider an idea. And the idea is that the unknown is fabulous. The unknown is phenomenal. The unknown is the future that you came to have, the opportunity that you came to create. You are a creator in every moment, whether you realize it or not. You're creating right now what will unfold in the next week, in the next moment, in the next month. And what you have today is what you have already created with your energy. All of us have energetic dips throughout the day. All of us shift all throughout the day. So what you want to do is be mindful about how you manage your energy. So in the morning, if you just get up, go have a cup of coffee, walk out the door, get in the car, go to work, and you do nothing to shift your energy, you do nothing to set in motion a powerful set of circumstances for your day, the unknown, the full unlimited potentiality of all that you are, all that could unfold with your boss, with your partner, with your children, with just getting a cup of coffee, everything that could shift at lunch even. Just imagine what you could do in those powerful few moments that you give yourself in the morning. And even at noon, to not just say, oh, I don't have time. Don't exaggerate how much time you need to put into this. You could take 3 minutes and just go sit in your car or, you know, step away, take a walk around the block and allow yourself to clear out any energies that have accumulated, anything that's caused you to feel devoid of power, to feel dejected, that you can't do it, you can't have it, and ask yourself, am I willing to release those energies? Am I willing to release this? I can't emphasize enough the power of surrender and release. They are just huge. Sometimes we have to hit the proverbial wall to get our awareness. Wow, am I done with this? Do I need to do this anymore? Do I need to keep repeating this cycle? So think every day of something to release and let go of and allow yourself to fully step in. You are going to notice a marvelous and fabulous transformation in your life. It is so true. It is so real. And are there grades to this? Of course there are. You know, just like everything, I find it very amusing sometimes that people who, you know, step onto the spiritual path, you know, don't understand that it could be like a PhD program. You know, you went to high school, you went to college, you went and got your master's, and now you're in a PhD. It's the same in the spiritual realm. It's not this thing where we get it in 5 minutes, so why isn't anything changing? You know, this is really grades and degrees of shifting improvement, shifting our vibrations, stepping into higher consciousness, allowing that higher consciousness to transform our lives on this plane. I mean, give yourself a break here. If you've just begun, hats off to you. Congratulations for allowing this to happen in your life. But then be patient with the process. So, you know, first we can learn new information, but to integrate that information into the experience of our lives is not the same thing as learning or reading about it. It's not. You want to learn it, you want to bring it in, and then you want to step into the truth of it, integrating it into your field. When you integrate, you encounter core wounds. You encounter deep parts of yourself, like this small you that, you know, is in there. We encounter parts of our ego, our pride, you know, the part of us that wants recognition, the part of us that, you know, wants to please people so that we will feel appreciated, the part of us that wants to be loved. All these things will surface as we're stepping into the passion of our truth. These are things that will shift and move you into higher and higher manifestations of your truth, of your abundance, of love. So many things that can unfold for you. I hope that you will allow me to participate on your path. If you're hearing this and it resonates you, don't hesitate to reach out to me. Again, go to my website at lesliefontaine.com and listen to this podcast again, especially the clearing. If you can listen to this again, you know, during the week and allow yourself to do it over and over again, I promise you, you are going to experience phenomenal transformation and change. Let's encourage that inner child. Let's not keep her hidden or him hidden. Let's encourage her to step into all that she is so that she's supportive of who you are, what you're trying to create in this lifetime. It is unlimited what you can become and what you can do. It truly is. We have learned so many messages about how small we are. But now let's start turning that Titanic and understanding how great we can become. This is Leslie Fontaine. This has been Sheer Alchemy, and it's been an honor and privilege to work with you.
You've been listening.
listening to the hit show, Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Gifted, shifted, and powerful is what this show is about. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com and LeslieFontaine.com for showtimes and dates. Contact Leslie at LeslieFontaine.com to schedule a transformative session that removes your blocks so that you can say yes to explosive abundance. You will not be the same.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.